Miss
okay.
Susan, for the
Lawrence, time. 20 minutes has passed.
Oh, we have time? Okay, so we have 20 minutes on this agenda item. Do we want to go? Well, we already voted. I think what's at contention is William's point is well taken that there's nothing we can do to change it because it's that horse left the barn, so to speak. So I don't know what you want to do, but we had a time and we would need an extension to continue to discuss it.
I'd like to say one thing. You can do it in 2 minutes or less.
Okay, so you want to move for 2 minutes? To extend
yes.
time for 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any objections to that? All right, Ted, you have the floor.
Citizen for the stack after.
Certainly want to get the stack.
Uh-huh. Right, Ted. According to Robert's rules, a committee report includes what we did, how we went about doing it, and a couple of other details. And as long as our report goes to Lydia Brezon, she will have a chance to see the nature of this discussion, and whether we vote one way or the other is inconsequential. She just needs to be advised to read the report of this meeting and the fact that we didn't vote on this thing, but that we were concerned about it. And then she can act accordingly.
Okay, thank you, Ted. Only more taken. Susan, you have the floor.
Okay, I think Ted may be the only person concerned about this, so I don't know that it needs to go in the report. And B, the other two amendments are way more important. The one in question at the moment just needs to get passed because and starting the whole process over, which William is completely right, it would have to happen if in the whole notice period we have to restart and everything is not advisable since it's costing Pacifica money all the time. So we need to just get this done and just say, I think we voted that we're okay with it and it should just go forward. And if Ted would like to send a private note to Lydia, I think he should do that. But I haven't heard anyone else in this committee say that they're concerned about a particular word in that amendment. And I would really like to say just a couple words about the other two amendments. Since we only have 2 minutes, I'm going to...
No, not right now. I'm sorry, Susan. We're going to move to those amendments.
James. Oh, James, okay. Maybe recognized.
I thought it was part
James,
of the whole...
James, we're out of time.
I thought it was all part of the...
I wanted to call for the orders of the day.
Right. The extension was only for 2 minutes. Orders of the day has been called, and that's a high honor to do that. So we're going to... we already voted on this. If you want to vote again, or we could settle this by Ted sending a note to Lydia in regards to that particular session. Because I believe he is the only one that's concerned about that. So I'm gonna make a ruling that the motion, the bylaws amendment, is supported by the governor's committee. Okay, all right. So that was orders of the day. The next motion on the next amendment. Is in regards to identity and purpose. And this is, I could read it if you want, or somebody else wants to read it, you're more than welcome to. Okay, hearing none. Article 1, Identity and Purpose, Section 1, Name. The name of this corporation is the Pacifica Foundation, Inc., and it shall be referred to in these bylaws as the foundation. If approved, the amended bylaws text will read as follows. The name of this corporation is the Pacifica Foundation, Inc. It shall be referred in these bylaws as the foundation. Okay, is there any discussion? Okay, so there's no objection?
No objection.
Okay. All right, so let's go to the next amendment.
Where are you reading?
It's too late. I'm reading from the Pacifica.org website. I'm reading from the Pacifica.org website.
On the front page?
Okay. Yeah, the front page, you have to scroll down. And you would see it.
What are you going to read now?
I'm going to read the threshold motion. I mean, the threshold amendment. To increase the threshold, hold on, I believe it's to 5%, from 5% to 10, I think. Oh, that's right.
You're right.
Yeah, right? That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so who wants to read that one? Any volunteers to read that particular amendment?
Oh, I want to read it myself. How do I?
Okay.
Existed text.
You want to read it, Susan? Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, hang on. Where are my glasses? Where are my glasses? Hang on a second.
I don't know what you mean.
Okay. An amendment may be proposed by 6 directors, a majority vote of the delegates of each of 2 radio stations, or, and this is the part that's changed, a petition in which the proposed bylaw amendment are endorsed by signature by at least, and it used to say 1%, and they're proposing it say 5% of all members, which petition to be considered proposed must be delivered to the foundation secretary. So that's the relevant part of this amendment. They're just changing the threshold by which the members can bring something to the PNB. And since I have the floor, I will say that I'm against this, but that's probably irrelevant. We can take a vote if we're for it or against it, and who knows how it'll pass, how it will go in this committee. However it goes, though, I would like to be on record as stating that they can't change the bylaws in this way without going to the membership. It takes away member rights, and by California law and also by our current bylaws, you can't go around changing the bylaws to the detriment of the members of an organization without their consent. So that's everything I have to say about it.
Okay, so noted. Can you submit that comment in writing, Susan? It doesn't have to be tonight. I know you sent me notes before, and I really appreciate that.
Sure.
If you could do that again, that would be great.
Sure.
If you could consider doing that again. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Any other discussion on this amendment? Okay. We want to take a vote. Are there any objections to this amendment? I think Susan objects, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll go to a roll call vote. Eileen, you want to take the roll? I'm on the website.
Sure.
In case, could I have the floor just 1 second again?
Yeah,
please.
Before the vote, you can do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to explain. So there were bylaws that came recently, bylaws changed that came to the a membership vote. In order to do that, a group had to get more than 1% of the members to ask for that vote. So now this is saying, I'm just explaining in case people don't understand. In the future, if this were to pass, 5% would be needed in order to bring something to to a vote. The last time when the bylaws came to a vote by the membership, that was the first time that the members ever were able to do this. It's a very high bar. 1% is already a very high bar. That's all I want to say about it.
Thank you, Susan. Your comment is noted, and if you could submit it, I will submit it as perhaps a minority report. Oh, it depends on
well,
the
vote. Well, we'll see. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Thank you. Who was that? Hold on. Who asked for the stack before the vote? Ted? Ted.
No.
This is Nancy. I can take the
vote. Hold on, Nancy. Ted has the floor.
Nancy, I'm right here. I've got it.
Okay.
Proceed.
We're going to do that, Nancy, but Ted has the floor. Go ahead, Ted.
I just finished sending that short message to Lydia, but I think this is, I'm sorry, I haven't heard the input of others, but I think changing this from 1% to 5%, as much as I oppose the effort by those who wanted to change the bylaws in horrible ways, this is reactionary. I want to keep it so that the membership does have the opportunity. I could change my mind if it happens again, but it's only happened once in 19 years, and I think the bar is plenty high, as was just stated, and changing this, I think, would be a way to take this radio network away from its members. I'm done.
Thank you, Ted. And I believe your comment would have formed your vote, too. Okay. Eileen, take the roll, please.
Yeah. Michael Adler, have you signed up? No. Okay. Susan DeSilva?
I vote no.
William Yeovil? William? We'll come back to you. Lawrence? Oh, I'll come back to you. Me, I'm a no. James Sagerton? James, on mute?
Yeah, I apologize. I was on mute. I'm going to vote with trepidation. I'm going to vote yes.
Nancy?
Okay.
Yes, Nancy, yes.
Yes. Okay. Beth from Compton.
Yes.
Ted Weisbaum.
No.
Mike White. Michael White.
With some trepidation, I'll vote yes. I think it's really a question of whether the expense should be bared, but I'll vote yes.
I don't think we're up to that question.
Yeah.
I view them as interrelated, but...
It's just the vote, Michael. I'm sorry.
There will be a separate vote on that.
But yes, with the preparation.
Yes, okay. Lou, have you come on the call? No? Lou Wolf? Carol Wolfley?
No.
No.
Okay. Chair, do you want to vote?
Yes. I'll vote yes.
You're voting yes? Okay, one, two, three.
No, William
four.
Did not vote yet.
Oh, William,
no,
you have to go back to William.
Thank
William,
you.
Are you here?
William here.
Oh, okay.
William, I abstain.
Yeah, abstain. Okay, so one, two, four no's. One, two, three, four, five yeses.
I count. Oh, yeah, four no's. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let me do this, okay? And
yeah.
One abstention. Thank you. Chair, may I make a comment?
How many abstentions,
one.
Aileen?
Two.
One?
No,
okay.
Just one.
One. Right. Okay. So is your comment about this amendment that just
yes.
Passed?
Yes. Yes.
Because if it is, I believe that that's not in order
just,
right now.
It's informative.
Well, I think if something like that was to happen, you may create a prejudice towards the results. So I'm gonna call it not in order.
All right, whatever.
A Susan for the stack.
Okay. Who, Susan? Go ahead, Susan. You have the floor.
I would just like to say, so it sounds like this committee is going to recommend a yes vote. I would like to make a motion that vote have a comment attached to it that it's the, and we can vote on this, and that it's the committee's opinion that this must go to the membership for a vote.
Okay, so that's another motion. Susan, I mentioned that you could also submit to me a minority report with your comments, and I would submit it as part of my report. But now you're making a motion to add that the bylaws vote has to go to the membership for a vote. Is that what you said?
Right. If in the interest of time, I'm actually willing to withdraw it as long as, because, and here's the only reason I'm willing to withdraw the motion. It's California law. It's obvious. And it's also in our current bylaws. So, I mean, I hope they're smart enough to understand that. So, yes, I'm actually fine with just writing something and sending it to you.
Ted for the stack.
Thank you.
And Eileen for the stack.
Carol for the stack.
Who's that? All right, so I got Ted, I believe. Was that you, Ted, Eileen, and Carol?
Are you calling on me?
Did you ask for the stack?
Yes, I did.
You were the first on to ask.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
I think the point is well taken that this will have to go to the membership if it is passed by the national board, which means there will be significant financial considerations, the cost of a proposal to amend the bylaws, and we didn't discuss that. We just voted, and I think that we need to know what the cost of a yes vote was on this matter to have voted intelligently and to make a good recommendation to the national board. And I think, even though I voted on the affirmative side, I cannot move to reconsider. I think that this body needs to revisit this issue, and I will stop right there.
Okay, so Ted, you could correct me if I'm wrong. I believe a motion to reconsider has to be noticed. Is that correct?
No. No.
No? Are you sure?
No, where are you for the stack?
It has to come from somebody on the affirmative side.
Okay. You were not in the affirmative side, right? You voted no.
Correct.
So a motion to reconsider has to be from the prevailing side. Is that correct?
That is correct. You could make the motion.
The motion is not within order. It has to come from someone from the prevailing side. So I got Eileen, Carol, and then William.
Yep. Okay, two things. First of all, as I mentioned last week, I had heard that this amendment was probably just going to be thrown out or withdrawn somehow because the PNB has already, or whoever put it forward, I don't know, has already realized that it's not a great idea for the same reason Susan mentioned. But my real thing that I want to say here is, what kind of recommendation is it if we tell the PNB, well, we have four no's and five yeses and one abstention? What good does that do the PNB? If we're not going to give them actual, like, reasons or arguments for and against, what's the point?
I guess that's a question to me, right? I think the point is...
What's the question to what is the point of this committee? You know,
well,
what are we doing?
All right, Eileen, you want me to answer that question? And I will give you my opinion, and I could be wrong, and I have the right to be wrong. So I believe that it is within order for this committee to set a sense of how we debated this bylaw amendment and also submit those comments so they could know exactly where the committee stands. I think that's within order. I don't think that's something that we want to discourage. I think if we discourage it, it will set a precedent. So I have Carol and then William.
Maybe I didn't understand something. I don't know.
I'd like to hear William first, if that's okay.
Sure. Now, if you yield to William, Carol, just yield to you. You have the floor.
I have no comments at this time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Back to
Carol?
Me. Thanks. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm concerned and curious about those of you who voted yes on this. What are you thinking about the points that this is not in alignment with California law or the bylaws? Is that not a concern to you all as a governance committee?
Well, I think this amendment was dispensed with. There's no one from the prevailing side willing to make a motion to reconsider. So I think at this point, it's mute to say, to ask those questions because this motion was dispensed with. I'm sorry if you don't consider that fair, but that's just, within the procedures and the rules.
Thank you.
So we'll go. You're welcome, Carol. Thank you. We'll go to the next amendment. Anyone volunteer to read it? Okay, proposed changes. Oh, that was the other one. Okay, I believe this is this one. It's the same one.
Well, there's two things. Lawrence, this is Susan. Can I talk?
Yeah, sure. And I don't know if somebody wants to read it, but
okay,
I'm
well, I'll read the relevant parts instead of reading everything. There are two changes, one is a change that said because it reads in the current bylaws, unless the board by a 2/3 vote decides otherwise, there shall be a maximum of 2 ballots per calendar year related to the amendment of the foundation's bylaws. So the one of the changes is that they want to make it 1 ballot per calendar year. But that is in direct contradiction to the very first amendment we considered today, where they made it possible to have more than 2. So on its face, this is ridiculous. Then the other change that's in there is it says this is added. And this is what Nancy was referring to as III. The expenses of all aspects of any amendment Where's my glasses? Of any amendment initiated shall be borne by the Pacifica Foundation if originating from 6 or more directors of the Pacifica National Board, by the radio station if the initiation originates from 2 or more local station boards, or by the petitioners if originated by a petition of 5% or more of the members. The expenses shall include all printing, mailing, and reasonable administrative costs. So there's two things about it. They want to make it only one amendment period per year, which contradicts the other one, the other amendment they're going to pass probably, and then they want to put all the costs.
William.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Hold on, William. Hold on. Let Susan finish, please.
Well, and then they want to put the costs on either, you know, it's if it comes from the membership, then the costs are put on the members, which I will just editorialize and say, sure sounds like a poll tax to me.
Okay. William, you have the floor.
Okay. I'm saying at the point of order, I believe...
All right, point of order, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
All right. I can't believe that the third bylaw amendment proposed that was just read, which said to go back to, Susan said it's to go back to one bylaw amendment period per year. I believe that's incorrect. What I thought it was unlimited. Now, which I think is ridiculous also, but I think it's not the right amendment. I don't think that's what the amendment is. I think it's to go to unlimited.
Can I clarify?
Hold on. Are you done, William?
Yes, I'm done.
Go ahead, clarify.
William, the very first amendment that we talked about today, you were right. I think it said unlimited. I don't have it in front of me now. So that is in direct contradiction to this other amendment we are considering now that says to change it from 2 to 1. So the PNB is apparently considering two amendments that are in direct conflict with each other. They can't approve both of them, and they can't change the wording on both of them. So they're going to approve amendment. The First Amendment, and they're going to approve the second one because they kind of have to. And I don't think they can approve this one. It contradicts it, for one thing. And for another thing, I just think it's unfair. But it's irrelevant what I think of it. I don't think they can approve this when it's in direct contradiction to their other amendment. And unfortunately,
okay,
I'm going to have to go back to my cell phone. I hope William will still be able to hear me, because my landline actually has a battery that's going dead. So I'm sorry.
Okay. Hi, Susan. Thank you for your comment.
Okay.
Anyone else want to be on the stack? Go ahead, Carol. Mike? I hear you, Mike.
Yeah, again, this is something that is limiting the possibility of members, the rights of members. So again, it would need to go to a membership vote, and also it discriminates against people based on class, because it means that people who have a lot of money would be able to just like have the money to pay for a petition, whereas people who may not have as much money, it would be harder for them to do that, which seems to be against the mission of Pacifica, from my opinion. So I think this is discriminatory based on class and not legal and not well thought out. So I'm strongly opposed to it.
Thank you, Carol, for your position. I'm making clear your position. Michael White, WBAI.
Point of information or inquiry, is the suggested contradiction.
Mike, you're inaudible. You're inaudible, Mike. Try it again.
Sorry, let me try that again. Can you hear me okay?
That's better. That's better, yeah.
Yes.
Is the suggestion or the allegation that there's a contradiction
that there's a contradiction in the existing bylaws or that there's a contradiction that is being introduced by the amendments. Also, as for the number of the amendments, wasn't that a limitation unless the board determined that there were more required?
Well, I think what Susan pointed out is that one amendment contradicts another amendment. This amendment, Susan thinks that it would contradict the amendment that we passed about the hold on. Eileen, do you remember?
Well, my inquiry is the contradiction due to what's already in the bylaws, or is it a contradiction being introduced by the wording of the amendments?
Right. It's a contradiction because, as Susan pointed out, the wording will contradict the First Amendment that we passed.
This is Susan.
Is that right, Susan?
Yeah, the First Amendment, both amendments changed the bylaws to change how many times during a particular year the bylaws can be changed. I hear a lot of other noise, which isn't for me.
Put yourself on mute if you don't have the floor, please. Go ahead, Susan.
The First Amendment that we talked about changes it so that there can be more times during a calendar year that the bylaws can be changed. And this one changes it to be less, to be only one time per year. So there are two amendments to the current bylaws, and they contradict each other. And also this last one, number four, the fourth amendment that we're talking about now, is another one that really impinges on member rights, and therefore it must go to a vote of the membership if it gets passed.
Okay. And Susan, that could be noted as well. So just
I'll send you notes.
Okay. All right. So, go ahead, Nancy. Yeah, before.
Yes. So about the one called voting and approval, it says B. Is that what we're talking about? Where at the end it says that the petitioners will have to pay for the printing and all that. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like this part. But I don't like the idea of losing Pacifica because of people who do multiple and multiple petitions and or even just one really knocked us out, 102,000. So I would lean on the side of protecting Pacifica than protecting petitioners' right to kill Pacifica. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Anyone else? Right, Eileen, are there any objections? Obviously there are. Susan,
objection.
Quickly, William, because we're going to go to a vote. Go ahead.
I'd like to make a comment. I think
Go ahead.
The last amendment is for the one where it's supposedly going back, contradicting the First Amendment. I believe that's a misinterpretation. So when you look at the bylaw amendments on Pacifica.org, that last one starts with the bylaws as they existed in 2014 as a result of a 2014 amendment. That shows the two and the one. That's not being changed now. That's what the bylaws look like before, without any changes. The changes are below, and I think they're in green. That's just a misinterpretation. That's the bylaws as they exist now includes those words two and one. That's not being changed now. That was done in 2014 from one to two per year. The only change now is hello and three. Thank you.
All right. Are you done, William?
Yes.
Thank you for your point, William. Okay. So we're going to go to a vote because there are some objections. Eileen, would you care to take the roll again, please?
Yeah, I can do that. Okay.
Can I make one more comment then, please, in response to what
we... Go ahead, Carol. We didn't take the vote yet. I mean, Susan. I confused you guys. Go ahead.
That's okay. That's okay. So I hadn't really seen it that way, and you know what, William might be... I think that... Was that William? No, it was Michael. Whoever it was who spoke, they may be right about that, that that's not part of the change. But it, in any case, it still contradicts the previous one. So I think they need... It still contradicts it. So, it's still a problem, I think. And I think that this is wrong to be, it's not like there have been a lot of bylaws amendments, and I don't think that this is going to break Pacifica. I do not believe that this is going to break Pacifica to have
okay.
this in there. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for your comment. Go ahead, Eileen. Go to the world.
Okay. Susan, yes or no on this amendment?
I vote no.
Okay. William?
No.
Okay. Me, no. James Egerton?
Yes.
Nancy Sivar?
Yes.
Beth on question?
Yes.
Oops. Sorry, let me write that better. Ted Weisskopf?
Okay. No.
All right. Michael White?
I vote yes.
Okay. Carol Wolfley?
No.
All right. And Chair, would you like to vote? Oh, I have to tell you how many.
Can you give me a count, please?
Yeah. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no's. 5 no's. And 1, 2, 3, 4 yeses.
Okay, so... it doesn't matter what our vote yes or no is, the amendment still doesn't pass. So, just for the record, I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
No, actually, I'm not going to... Yeah, I'm going to abstain. No, I'm not going to abstain. I'm sorry. I'm going to vote yes.
Okay. All right.
I'm aging.
Okay.
Nancy, about the time...
The amendment doesn't have our support because the amendment didn't pass. Nancy, you want the floor?
No, I wanted to, yeah, about the time. I'm sorry, I forgot to start it after we did the other thing, and so I guessed at it, and my guessing is that we've already done 20 minutes on this one. That's all.
Yeah, I believe so, too. It's okay. Thank you, Nancy. Okay, so next thing on the agenda is a motion in regards to the affiliates, changing department to unit. And I sent that motion out in email some time ago, and I believe Elaine sent it out again, right, Ali?
Sorry? Yeah, it's been sent out a number of times. Do we have our guests on the line?
Yes, on the the motion is incorporated on the agenda of the 27th, right? I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have our guests on the line?
Yeah, I don't know. Ursula was supposed to be on the line, and I think it needs a sense, right? We also invited...
Hello. This is Ursula. I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, Ursula's here. Okay, good. And Ms. Sims, are you here? Okay. Eileen, you want to call Ms. Sims? And James, you want to call Arthur?
I do not want to call Ms. Sims because it's her bedtime.
Okay, so it's late. Okay.
And, you know, I sent that document because I had that discussion with her. So
okay.
I can explain that if you like.
Okay. Can we
James, for an inquiry?
Who's that, James?
Yes.
Hey, James, what's your inquiry?
I just want to know if not having Ms. Sims here will affect the need or the desire to have Arthur here? And thus the need to
no,
call
No, not
him.
Really. I think what we're trying to get is a legal opinion as to the name change.
Very good. I'll call him.
And I think okay. Arthur
I have a-
could benefit from hearing from Ursula. So, Eileen, can you hold on, please?
I just have a point of information for y'all.
Go ahead.
In the last meeting, we said that people said they wanted either Ursula or Anita to be in this meeting.
And I believe I proposed Arthur. That's why I invited him.
Point of order.
Yes. That, what's your point of order?
A point of information is to ask a question, not to give information. One
no,
cannot
that's a request
jump.
For it. To me, that's a request for information.
Okay.
This has happened.
It's
so
kind
many
like to go
times.
Both ways. Thank you for your point of order. That's well taken. And I believe Eileen's comment could go either way. It could be a question or it could be a. Giving information and not be questioning them. So, James, did you get any answer?
No, I didn't go yet. I'm going to do it now.
Okay.
This is Nancy on the back.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. We have not discussed this hardly at all, have we? Except... Well, I can't. I'm having trouble remembering because we didn't have any minutes.
Right. And Nancy, you are correct. I read the motion at our last meeting, and it was carried over to new business. Well, it's old business, uh-huh. But it's carried over to this meeting. So, no, we did not have a thorough discussion because we stayed on the call for about... 3.5 hours of spending time, so.
Sure, may I be recognized? James?
Yes, you may, James.
Yeah, I apologize. I don't know if you got that blast indicating that the number I had in my phone for Arthur apparently led to a fax machine. I think I have Arthur's fax machine. I don't have his actual number, which is an error on my part, so. If anyone else has that number, could they make the call? Thank you.
I could text it to you, James.
Sure, that would be fine.
If I have it. I think I have it.
I did have it, but I must have lost it.
Florence, Nancy.
Yeah, I have his show number. James?
Can you call him, Eileen?
No, let me send the number to James so he can call him. Because James
okay.
has like three different phones.
Okay. Who just typed up?
Nancy. Yeah, I would like us to
go ahead,
have
Nancy.
A discussion about. Yeah, I would like us to have a discussion about this because I'm really concerned why this is coming to the governance committee because this is you know. This should be in the finance committee, to, in my opinion. I mean, we're not corporate lawyers, and we're not we're hardly a pair of our own five stations. So I really don't understand why we want to take on 200 more children.
Okay.
No, this is Susan.
And
Nancy, don't interpret anybody like that. That's not a, I think that was a comment that shouldn't have been made. That's all.
Well, I'm not belittling them. I'm saying, like, what if their transmitter goes out and we'll be a family. We have to help them out. 200? And then we're just barely standing.
Susan, why don't we ask Ursula to explain?
And I don't like
Nancy,
these witnesses
hold on.
That we're...
Nancy, wait. This motion came to the committee, from the Strategic Planning Committee. It was referred here for bylaws to see if it was within the bylaws to make the affiliates unit... from a department to a unit. That's why it's here. It's not here to analyze the financial costs. Would have been nice if Ms. Sims was on the call, but I believe she gave an opinion at the PNB meeting that this does not incur a cost. It just incurs changing the books, adding the affiliate's financials to the books. James, did
Susan,
you get off
the sack? If Ursula is here, we should hear from her. Otherwise, Susan for the sack.
No, I didn't get off. I'm still working on it.
Okay. All right. You know what? It's too late. We're going to go to Ursula. Unless you could make your point quick, Nancy.
Yes. There was a report by Maxie Jackson, a former IED, against...
That's been discounted.
Doing this, and it must be in the hands of some of those PNB people that were in 20, when was it? When was Maxie here? 18? Was it? I can't remember. Anyway,
yeah.
So I never got to see that report, but I mean, I think we should consider a lot of things before we just, you know, this is not proper witnesses, in my opinion, and we're...
Okay. Your comment is accepted. I'm gonna go to Ursula, and I did send the emails because there's been 3 motions, and I sent all those motions to the committee in email at the last meeting. Go ahead, Ursula. You have the floor. Thank you for being here.
Okay. Thank you. Well. I think probably the best place to start is to respond directly to your questions, Nancy, because they took me a little bit by surprise. It's not what I was expecting, but I think it's really, really important to address what you're saying. First of all, let me be clear. This is not at all about taking on any more radio stations or taking on any responsibility for any of the stations that are affiliates. That is absolutely not what we're discussing here. The affiliates are independent organizations. They run themselves. They run their own finances. They live, they are discrete organizations, and they are not in any way looking to become part of Pacifica. That is not at all what we're discussing here. So I just want to make that clear. We're talking about a part of Pacifica that already exists. We're talking about employees that you have had for many, many years. We're talking about something that has been the Pacifica for 18 years now. So that's what we're discussing. And this has nothing to do with taking on any sort of liability or financial interest in other radio stations. But Pacifica has had an affiliate program now for 18 years. Or that the program that I'm running has been around for 18 years. And that is what we're discussing. And this is, you know, this is has been a part of Pacifica that has done a great deal for the organization. And it's a terrible thing that you're not aware of that. And that all you see is the liability of. I mean, your question says to me that you don't understand that Pacifica has a program that has been benefiting the organization for 18 years in many, many ways. and that it's a benefit to you. It's not a liability. It's a benefit that you have, that Pacifica has, that it is not seeing. And that is part of the reason why it is really time to do this. So what I'm here to do is to ask you to take that final step towards making what essentially has been a pilot project for 18 years into a unit of Pacifica, because it is a unit. It's a discrete and independent set of operations within the organization. It's an income center. It has turned a profit for 18 years reliably. It still does. And it furthers the Pacifica mission in a very fundamental way. So much has happened by now that the question really is, why not call this a unit? This is a part of the organization. So I don't know. To be really frank about, you brought up Maxie Jackson. Now, I ended up kind of liking Maxie, by the time everything was said and done. But the bottom line is, Maxie misrepresented the situation. He said that that there was legal problems with having an affiliate unit, and there is absolutely no legal problem with it. There is no reason why you can't call it a unit legally. It's a part of your organization, and that's what Pacifica calls the operating units of Pacifica are called units. So there's no legal problem with calling this a unit, because it is what it is. And the other thing is, Maxie misrepresented the finances. He said that it would cost money to have it turned into a unit, and that was a misrepresentation. There's no nicer way to say it. It was not true, and in fact, Nita, acknowledged that in writing when finally, they were asked to respond to that.
William, point of order.
Pardon me?
Point of order,
William. Your point of order is in order. Go ahead. State your point of order.
Thank you. I think this, verbal assassination of a former executive director has to stop right now. We're not supposed to be discussing staff, current or former, on an open session. And these accusations are pathetic.
Okay, your point is well taken. Ursula, if you could refrain from naming staff and all of that, that would be great.
Okay.
Well, you have another 5 minutes.
It was brought up by the committee, so I'm responding to that, but my apologies. But
raising was out of order.
Also, passing for point of order.
We established
passing for point of order.
Yes. Did we not establish...
Hold on, Ted. I need... Because there were 2 points of order. Who was the first one and who was the second one?
Okay,
it was a male and a woman.
Hi, Arthur.
Okay.
I was not making a point of order, Lawrence. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. Go ahead, Ted. What's your point of order?
Well, I hate the rule, but I thought we established a 2-minute time limit.
I'm not forget.
No. This agenda item is scheduled for 10 minutes, and Ursula is doing a report to the committee. So I'm going to allow an additional 2 minutes, and then we'll go to the committee, if that's okay with the committee. Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Ursula. You have an additional 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, my apologies for that. I'm not accustomed to meetings, so my apologies for that. The point is that this is an operating part of Pacifica, and because it's not visible. We just saw the effects of it. Because it's not visible, large amounts of money end up being moved that are not seen by the PNB. And we had an We have an approved operating budget, which we've not been able to implement because the funds have been removed from our unit, so for we can't operate. And there, and we have not been able to set up the established the accounting procedures that the PNB voted on setting up a year ago. And the consequences to that, to this operation, to the affiliate program, have been devastating, and they're not good for the foundation either, because really all we want to do with the affiliate program is to support the foundation, which is what we're doing. And we're asking at this point, and the thing is, under these conditions, I can't really successfully run this operation. And what we, you know, and I apologize for being so blunt and so direct about this, but I have to say on my behalf, I have been an employee now of Pacifica for 18 years, and it's been 18 years of compliance and cooperation and support for the foundation and bringing in money. And we're at the point where we can no longer really successfully operate. And in order to be able to do that, we need to be recognized as a discrete part of the organization with the normal kinds of accounting and processes that an independent part of the organization does, so that we can carry on our business and really succeed.
You had time.
And,
you want to finish your last thought?
Well, I mean, I think I've said it. I don't know. I know that's fine.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your report. So
Susan,
I'll take us back.
Susan?
Who?
Eileen to the staff.
Okay, Eileen, Susan, and then Eileen, anyone else?
Carol. Carol for the staff.
Okay, Susan, Eileen, and Carol, and James. Okay.
And Ted. And Ted.
And Ted. Okay, got it. All right, Susan, you have the floor.
Okay, I'd like to thank Ursula for all her work and for bringing money into Pacifica all these years. And I'd like to say that we all talk about transparency. Well, transparency should be in the accounting as well. And the affiliates program should not be a slush fund for the ED. It should be accounted for and visible just like every other unit. It has been operating as a unit. It's been a profitable unit. It has helped us out. It has bailed us out over the years. And it needs to be clear, the money that they spend, that Ursula spends in order to maintain the program, and then the money that she generates, needs to be clear, and it has not been, it's just such a no-brainer to me that this is important, that it needs to be a unit. And as to Nancy's question about why this came to the governance committee, we're changing Pacifica by making a new unit. I think that it is appropriate for the governance committee to weigh in on it, and I hope that we will all approve it.
Michael White for the stack.
Okay, Michael, you have to Ted. Eileen, you have the floor.
Yeah, hi. Everybody, I don't know if you saw, I sent an attachment along with the agenda that captures what I discussed with Anita about this issue. And, you know, as far as NETA is concerned, it's a bookkeeping issue. You know, they'll need to move some things around in the chart of accounts and in the way the books are set up, which needs a lot of reform anyway. But it'll recognize the affiliates network as another unit. Again, you know, I think Ursula and Susan both said it, you know, it'll be easier to see, easier to follow, transparent and clear. And right now they're kind of, I don't know, I explained it in the document I sent. But there is no financial impact on Pacifica. It's just some bookkeeping and accounting maneuvers that have to be done. And that's it, really.
I'm done. Hello?
I was on mute. I'm sorry.
Well, okay.
Are you finished, honey?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So next I have Carol. Carol, you have the floor.
Thank you. Hello, Ursula. It's Carol Wolfley. I've spoken with you before in the past. Thank you so much for being on this call with us. I appreciate, I guess it's 200 and some affiliates. Could you just tell me the number now?
It's around 210, I think, right now.
Thank you. And I think at this time...
We're not sure because of the pandemic, you know,
yeah.
How many people are left.
Well, for me, I totally support this motion because I think that these 210 stations in places that are remote and carrying Pacifica programming at this urgent time in all these states where there is so much division and so much misinformation generated, whatever we can do to help support the affiliates is urgently needed because it's in our mission. And because when we support something, and we all, you know, have come to understand, I hope, that when we support something with a sound organization and we support something with a clear accounting and bookkeeping and accountability, then they're going to function better and there's going to be more mutual respect and more communication. And we need that right now. And thank you, Ursula, for your endurance through the chaos.
All right. Thank you, Carol. Next person on the stack is James Sagerton, WBAI. Go ahead, James.
Thank you, Lauren.
James?
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I will support this motion, and I'm glad to have Ursula here with us. In our last meeting where we discussed this, I was suggesting that this is a rich resource that we don't use enough, and I suggested that we could have some of the affiliate programs on our air, and someone suggested, well, we have AudioPort, we can access it that way, but I was really talking about setting aside a time slot at the stations, not necessarily all the same, but to nationwide pick some of the best programming from the affiliates and put it on our air, because I think our listeners would appreciate knowing what's going on in other parts of the country and seeing what a rich and varied network we are. So that being said, I'll just stop there and say I do support this. Again, I thank Ursula, and I think I did contact Arthur, and I think he may be on the call now to answer any questions from people about the legal question of whether or not there's any about whether or not there is any legal question about this at all. Thank you.
Come on the call.
Arthur Schwartz, are you on the call?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to exhaust the stack, Arthur, and then I'm going to go to you, okay? Ted, you have the floor.
Hi, Ursula. It's been a long haul, hasn't it? I want to be really sweet and lovey-dovey, and then I don't want to stab you in the back, but I need to ask an important question. In the last sentence of this document, it says, once full financial data for the entire Pacifica Foundation is provided by NETA in May 2019 later, final revision or approval of the Pacifica Affiliates Network budget may be made. So what does that mean? And before you answer that, we have an opening at KPFT. I'm on the Management Selection and Review Committee, and I would like to know if we can go through you to get or possibly get affiliates to announce the opening for the position of general manager. Do they provide us with that kind of resource? not necessarily all of them, but some of them.
Sure. Yeah, they can do that. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's no problem. Could you, I didn't quite understand the question you asked me. I'm happy to answer it. I just didn't understand it. Can you paraphrase it? Because I don't know what document you're talking about.
Well, on our agenda tonight, it has the fact that the PNB adopted something in 2019, and the very last sentence of it says something about full financial data for the entire foundation is provided by NETA and final revision approval of the affiliates may be noted. I don't understand.
Yeah, go ahead, say, go ahead, finish your thought.
Budget.
Okay. Thank you, Ted. Yeah, go ahead, Ursula.
I want to answer the question. I just didn't hear it properly. What document are you referring to?
He's talking about the motion. He's talking about the motions.
The motions
that have been made to make the affiliates unit, the affiliates department into a unit. There's been two different or three different motions.
Okay.
That's what he's talking about.
Okay, so I don't know. Let's see if I don't know if I have it here. I'm happy to answer it. I just don't understand what the question
okay.
is.
So can I have one more minute?
Yeah, quickly clarify. You got 30 seconds to clarify.
Okay. It was asserted by one of the members of this committee that there's no financial impact on Pacifica one way or the other, and yet at the end of this document I'm looking at, it says Pacifica Affiliates Network Budget, approval of your budget.
Okay, I have the document here. So once full financial data for the Pacifica Foundation is provided by NETA, final revision approval of the budget may be made. So once full financial data for the entire, I think what that refers to is, I think what that means is that they would approve the budget for the affiliate program along with other financial data that was being collected at the time about the entire foundation, right?
I guess.
I mean, the full financial data for the Pacifica, that doesn't refer to the affiliate program. That refers to Pacifica Foundation. So he was basically saying when that was finished, then they would approve our budget.
Okay. Ted, I hope that clears that up for you. But we do have to move on to the stack and go to Arthur. Michael White from WVI, you have the floor.
Yeah, the affiliates are recognized within the bylaws in the election structure. So I don't think there's any question that the affiliates are part of Pacifica under the bylaws. And then it's just a question of what is proper accounting treatment. And I think this basically endorses what the kind of accounting treatment is that's proper, probably should have been initiated before. The affiliates are part of Pacifica under the bylaws.
Thank you, Michael White from WBAI. Okay, I'm going to go to Arthur Schwartz. Arthur, you have the floor, sir. Thank you so much for being here.
I've been following some of the emails back and forth. I get too many emails in the course of the day. I think what Michael just said, that I'm not sure exactly what the question is, but I think that there is nothing in the bylaws, certainly nothing in the California corporation law that prohibits revamping how the affiliates are dealt with economically. I mean, the only thing, the only limitation in the bylaws is how many people they get on the board. But other than that, it doesn't say no money from Pacifica may go to affiliates. It doesn't say affiliate bookkeeping shouldn't be part of Pacifica. It doesn't say anything like that. So I think that proposals to get the affiliates more involved there is perfectly legal. That's
okay. Thank you so much, Arthur. Hold on. Thank you so much, Arthur. Is there any way you could put that in an email to me so I could report to the PMB? I mean, to the Strategic Planning Committee.
Sure.
Go ahead. Who was that, Nancy? Thank you.
Nancy,
was that you?
It was Ursula.
Who's that?
No, but Nancy would like to be on
Ursula.
Nancy would like to be on the stack.
Okay. I'm going to go to Nancy first, Ursula. Then I'll go to you.
Okay.
Nancy.